And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've seen this idea and I'm like, you know what? Sometimes ideas take a really long time and you and I know this, okay? There might be something that is 6 months in the making. Yeah. And then when it gets closer to the date, something might be happening around the world that makes you think, maybe not the right time.
Oh, okay.
We shouldn't do that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I saw this and I thought, let's rethink it, people. A lot of people dream about going to space.
Yes.
A lot of people dream about it.
Sure.
Me?
Yeah.
I would love to be up there and see it, but I don't want to have the action of getting up there because I'm scared of heights and I'm scared of rides.
So okay, right.
Do you know what I mean? If you could knock me out and then wake me up and be like, Lauren, oh my God, we're in space. Mm. Knock me out again, bring me back to Earth. Sweet.
Okay.
It's probably going to be the easiest way for you too.
Yes, absolutely. Because, if you've ever tried to keep a cat in a car.
Yeah.
On the way to the vet.
Exactly.
Without sort of the box.
Mm.
Maybe we could get you a box.
Okay. Anyway, for $180,000.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that. You can go the edge of space. And that seems pretty reasonable.
The edge.
Space tourism firm has announced that they're going to start offering trips to the stratosphere later this year. So it's a Japanese startup program and they're saying, hey, if you do this, we promise you will get a view of the curvature of the Earth from an altitude of 25 Ks.
25,000 feet?
Well, that's 15 not... miles, 25 Ks.
Oh, 25 kilometers. Sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Right? But that's... an altitude of 25 Ks? Surely you're higher than that.
I don't know. 25 Ks is a fair way. Have you ever tried to walk it?
It's not that far. It's not like to the stratosphere far.
Well.
Anyway, whatever. It's a Daily Mail article.
Yeah.
Bit of a hefty price tag, but they're saying, hey, we're all commercialising space travel. So, we're hoping that this will eventually go down. It's just like, remember when we wanted to fly overseas and it costs like $3,000 just to get to... Anyway, it's still the same. The idea is to make space tourism for everyone.
Right.
They said at a press conference in Tokyo yesterday. And how they're getting you up to space is in a giant helium balloon. Now, I don't know if they've been seeing the news of late.
Yeah.
But I feel like that might be a bit dangerous considering they're shooting balloons out of the sky.
Great idea, guys. We're going to get a whole heap of balloons up there. What could go wrong?
Nothing at all.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hey, Log, and I'm not meaning to exclude you here. Tommy, please jump in. But Log,
oh, I will.
Yes. Over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed something about my phone.
Yeah.
I've got an iPhone. It's been giving me feedback.
Okay.
Through notifications. But the feedback is very unwanted because I find it a little bit too confronting.
Okay.
You guys regularly tease me about the fact, and you've already done it so far in this show, so thank you, about the fact that I probably won't go for a run this afternoon. Tom.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mate, someone's got to do the real talk.
The reason why it's hitting close to home, what you're saying though, Tom, is because my phone is basically telling me the same thing on a regular basis.
Okay.
So the other day I got one. On average, this was a little notification popped up. On average, you're walking less this year compared to last year.
Now that's motivation.
Cool, thanks. Okay. All right. I've had this reason or that reason. Really, I don't have any reasons.
Yeah, don't
have any good reasons.
Yeah.
Another one. You have walked less steps today than yesterday.
Mm.
I don't want this feedback. I sit there with my own guilt as I sit and go, I'm going to go for a run this morning. No, I'm actually going to stop and grab a bagel and a coffee.
Mm.
And therefore, I've got a bit of a full stomach. I can't run anymore. Oh, now it's a little bit hot. It's the middle of the day, so I'll just take it easy.
A bit late in the day now.
Can't hide it. Oh, the kids will be home from school. Maybe I've got to make them a snack. Yeah. Oh, the kids are home. I've got to play. I want to play with them and spend time with them.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I've got to get the kids to bed. So I've got all these wonderful excuses. I don't need the feedback coming from my phone. How do I turn that off?
Okay, can I ask, is it because you... Do you have an Apple iWatch thing?
No. I've still got a watch from about 1982.
Beautiful. Retro. Love it. What about the app? When it comes up with this notification... Is it the app, the heart, like the health app?
The health app? I think it is, yes.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We can turn off notifications. I was the one that turned it on originally because I just felt you needed that extra. But if you'd like me to turn it off.
Can you turn it off for me, please?
I can do that.
It's not enough for us to call you a potato every morning. You need your phone for that reminder.
I do not need my phone saying it as well.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do one of these.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't
actually call us. We don't need your help. It just rhymed for the song.
Makes me smile every time I hear that one.
Yeah.
Well done, you two.
Thanks.
Jazzy.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You know, I'm a big air fryer guy.
Yes.
And we did something on the weekend, and I want to know if it's a hack or not. Because, I mean, air fryer in itself is a hack. And people will say, air fryer's just an oven. Shut up.
Okay.
I know.
I'll hold back what I was just about to say.
I know it's an oven, but why does it work like five times as fast? Is it because it's tiny? Mm. Probably. I don't know. I don't care. As long as it's making my food hot, crispy and quick, that's all I need to know.
It's crazy about like concentrating that heat into a smaller space makes it cook quicker.
Mm. Mm.
I don't have one, so I'm staying out.
I'm surprised at how triggered I am by that one. Yeah, actually.
What a big sea bass there, Liam. Damn.
So here's what we did. Friday nights is fish and chips night.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had my mother-in-law, Carly's mum, was in town as well. And so there was extra people to cater for. So I got extra fish and chips.
Nice.
Right. And the fish all got eaten. Mm. But there was leftover chips because I grossly overestimated the amount of chips that we would need. And usually, you know, hot chips, give it half an hour and they're trash. Like, you've got to eat them when they're hot.
Yep.
And then that's it. I mean, cold, not great. In the microwave reheated?
No. Bleh. Who does that?
But can you see where this is going?
Yes. Now I can.
We wrapped them up. We put them in the fridge the next day for lunch. Chucked them in the air fryer.
The chips in the air fryer.
In the fridge. Yep.
Put them in the fridge. Where else am I going to put them?
No, I know, but I've never heard of anyone having, like, saving it for leftovers.
Well, because we've got the air fryer. And we're like, hey, what about if we actually, if we try and put them through the air fryer and see if it'll kind of bring them back to life.
Mm. And?
They were good.
Really?
They were not quite fresh good, but they were just off. They didn't have that disgusting microwave taste that they get when you do reheat sort of chips and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So put the chips in the air fryer is what I would say. I mean, potatoes so expensive these days.
Do you have to do anything? Did you add in a little bit of extra oil? Like, no. I don't know how air fryers.
No, you don't. That's the thing with air fryers. You don't need the oil.
Okay.
So when you consider that minimum chips at my fish and chip shop now is $7.
$7?
That's minimum chips. And that's pretty close to standard. $6-$7.
It has changed.
Yeah.
It has changed.
And I got $10 worth of chips, you know, which is...
You got a deal, yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to want to waste those chips, am I? So the next day we all had chip butties for lunch.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, getting two meals out of the price of one. Well played.
All right. Well, I think that's a hack.
That's a hack. I'd agree with that.
Wonderful.
Well done.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Battery-sealed first-generation iPhone sold at auction recently for $63,000. That's $93,000. And, I mean, that's really good. That's something that you can hold on to. You kept in the plastic and it got you money in the end. I'm doing the same with some Star Wars Potato Head, Miss Potato Head figurines, Darth Tater, Spud Trooper, and I've never opened them. You know, they've gone up half their value, so that's good. I've sort of doubled my money there.
Yeah.
But that's about it. So
don't start factoring in maths of inflation and the fact that cost of living's gone up 3 or 4% each year for 12 years. But
yeah,
don't worry about that, all that.
No. Good one, Cameron Ling. Tom, you're the same.
Yes, I've got some Disney VHS that I'm sort of hanging on to in the hope that it'll be worth something one day. Mm. Got Aladdin, got Lion King, bit of Land Before Time action as well.
So we're asking, what are you holding on to in the hope it'll make you money one day? Or have you actually made money already?
Yes, that's right.
Lloyd in Armstrong Creek is with us. Lloydie, what do you reckon? Have you got something that's either going to go up in value or have you made some money off something?
Well, my missus has loved Transformers since the first Transformers movie came out.
Great. So, great soundtrack to that one too.
Yes, 100%. So we've got a whole bunch of Transformers models, even like mid-90s cartoons versions and stuff we've got packed away.
Wow.
Ready for one day it'll come out and hopefully worth something.
Yeah, nice. Do you check in every so often to see what they are worth?
I haven't checked recently, but I dare say it has gone up a little bit, but probably not enough to say, all right, I'm going to whack that one on the market or try and get permission first to get it on the market.
Mm. And do you keep them at home in the garage, or have you got like a storage container somewhere specifically for those items?
Yeah, I keep them up in the manhole because I haven't got a lot of storage at my place, but I keep a lot of it in the manhole.
Hopefully they're not watching over anything else you've got up there as well. All the important stuff in the manhole, Lloyd. Let's go to Kirby from Brimley. Kirby, welcome to the show. What are you holding on to in the hope it'll make you money one day?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Kirbs.
I've got a couple of Star Trek figurines that I've had since I was probably 12, and I'm now 38.
Mm-hmm.
And I've constantly been looking online and making sure that their value is actually going up. So I'm not holding on to something that's just literally going to be recycled.
Yeah.
but, yeah, it's been consistently growing since then. I looked at it probably about a year or two ago, and one of the figurines is worth $68, and I literally got it for $5 from one of those swap meets.
Nice. That's worth waiting 26 years for, certainly,
yeah.
Yes.
Like when you said 68, I thought there's a couple of zeros after that, and I was like, oh, my God. And then, I was a little bit let down, but not that much, Kirby.
No,
that's okay.
No, Kirby, I like it.
I also, I don't know if it's worth $68 to say on the radio that you've got Star Trek toys at your house. But
yes, it is.
No,
it's very cool.
I don't think it is.
Live long and prosper.
Sky's in Kerr Lewis. Morning, Sky. What are you hanging on to in the hope that it'll be worth something one day?
Morning, guys. My mum got me when I was about 6 years old, the Wizard of Oz Barbie dolls.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the whole collection, so hopefully, yeah. But she's actually got them. I don't.
Doesn't trust you with them, that you might get them out and play with them and rather than leaving them in the box?
Yeah, well, when she gave them to me, she goes, do not open them because they might be worth value.
So hang on. So you got them when you were six and you weren't even able to take them out the box?
No.
That's amazing. Your mum is a gem.
Okay,
I love
that. There's definitely something to unpack there. So it might not be the dolls. But
I love that. Dean from Coria, wrap this one up for us. What are you holding on to in the hope it'll make you money one day?
Well, something that Lingy will like, a 2007 the Monopoly Cats game still wrapped in plastic, unopened.
Oh,
very
unreal.
Nice, Dean.
Do you want it signed, Dean?
Might add some money for it.
It might.
Well, funny you should say that, because I've pulled up some Cameron Ling signed merchandise, and there's a Cameron Ling signed and framed limited edition piece here.
What piece?
I know, right? It's not a piece of you. It's a collector's piece. It's a poster, it looks like. You are looking very studly with your hair flowing in the breeze.
Ah,
nice.
Beautiful.
Paddle pop line style.
In full flight, probably just looking for a target to kick to. And it says it's 480 by 370 mil. So that's what, 48 by 37 centimetres.
I was going to say mil. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And it's $236. It has been marked down from $295 to $236. So it is on sale right now.
Ouch.
You're worth more.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. Remember when you two were giving away like coffee cup holders in the studio that I'd signed?
Yeah.
When we used to play Spell Your Name?
Yeah, but we also took a 10% commission on those.
That's
so.
Right.
Oh, okay. I never knew about that. Do you reckon they've gone up in value?
No, I think we've diluted the pool far too much.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.